Are you following me? But spiritual men grow up. Spiritual men grow up. And they say, God is faithful, that he will not allow me to be tempted above that which I'm able. So if he's going to allow you to be tempted, you're able. You are able. You are able. Miss Christine can come in there with a tight dress on all the way up to here. But if Miss Christine came by you, you able? You able? You able? You able? Miss Christine ain't all that. Miss Christine got the same thing your wife got. You able? You able? Yeah, but Pastor, I shake. Go on, shake. Shake yourself right on out of Christine's presence because you able. Just go and shake yourself right on out. Christine, I'll see you later. Why are you shaking? Oh, don't worry about it, honey. I'm able. You shake yourself right out because you're spiritual. There's no other choice involved here. I'm a spiritual man. This temptation, the only reason it's here is because I'm supposed to overcome it. Woo! Glory to God. Somebody get in your face and cuss you out, spitting on your face while they're cussing at you. You able? You able? I know that dead man trying to break out of the grave. But you able? You able? God knew how to stop it. But you able? He wouldn't have allowed it to come in your face. But you able? So we got to get back with him. Just... You able? You able? You able? Yeah, Pastor, but it don't feel good. Everybody say nothing about it feeling good. Because spiritual people don't govern their lives by their feelings. Sons of God are God conscious and not self-conscious. Sons of God are more concerned about what the Word of God has to say about them than what people have to say about them. Sons of God are. But I tell you, I never met so many in bondage to people Christians before in my life. You so concerned about what folk think about you, you can't hardly do what God trying to get you to do. Because you feel like you're going to be damned if you do and damned if you don't. And that's got to change. God can't use you being in bondage to people all the time. Somebody talking about you right now, so you might as well give them something new to talk about. Too scared to go and minister to a prostitute. I minister in church. But wait a minute, God didn't call you to serve him here. He called you to serve him when you leave the door. How come you can't go minister to a prostitute? Well, I'm scared somebody might see me and what they might think. Oh, my God. So we put her life on the line because you're so self-conscious about if somebody see you. You know, I imagine Jesus went through the same thing. I mean, think about it. Now, here's this prostitute putting oil on his feet. Then she takes her hair and she's down there holding his feet and wiping his hair off. I mean, some people could see that as very sensual. And Jesus could have said, you know what? I just can't do this because I'm afraid of what everybody's going to think about me. But you know, they finally confronted Jesus and said, what's up? What you doing? You're hanging around all these sinners. You're eating with them. You're going to lunch with them. What's up? You're coming to tax collector's house. You know how bad these folks are. Jesus said, the sick are the ones that are in need of a physician. And we come all this way, we church folks, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, got our towel, wear nice clothes. And what kind of Christian would be so self-conscious of people that they'd rather see somebody go to hell when they know they have the answer to life? Because you better listen to me good. Those of you who were in prostitution, God didn't deliver you out of it for you to stay away from Stewart Avenue. Somebody got to go. Somebody got to go and say, I'm more concerned about what God is thinking about me for not doing it. People gonna talk about you? Oh, I've sold wind and ministered to prostitutes, drug addicts,